So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Jagatarini Mataji. You are really... making us afraid. Hare Krishna. Oh, Baba. I just wanted to say this is the third full day of the Govardhan retreat, and tomorrow actually will be a creative pause day, which I believe Prashanta will explain to us. I just wanted to give you a little orientation as far as the dynamics of the retreat go. We have now been together for quite some time and formed something like a spiritual community. Being in the middle of the retreat, it's very important for us to make something like a plan for the remainder. You will see someone who has climbed the mountain and is half up there, or is up there, when he goes down, it goes extremely fast. In other words, the first half is the ascent, and we have reached the peak now, and now we will go into the second half, and it will go quite fast. That is very important for us tomorrow, to gather our strengths and our resolutions on an individual basis. I was thinking about this this morning when Nala Kuvera and Manigriva prayed to Krishna, because they were afraid when they would return home that they would lose the moments and the realizations which they had in Krishna's personal presence. We also will go home. We will not maybe go to Alakapuri, the richest and most sensuous town in the universe, but we will go to our different destinations. And just like the two who had a wonderful experience in being liberated from by Krishna, we also had our experience, and we also will go back, and it's very important that we do, maintain what we have, that we remain strong. You know, the two prayed, oh, when we go back, we might just fall prey to our old life. Therefore, we request you, Krishna, that please bless us, that our ears will always hear your glories, that our words will praise you, that our bodily limbs, the hands, the legs, etc., will be engaged in your service, and that our eyes will do what? See the Vaishnavas when we return. So they asked for a blessing, and I would request you to use the remainder, that means the rest of your stay here at Giriraj, to consciously make an effort to apply yourself and give your best to the hearing and the chanting of this retreat, so that you take a lot of resolution with you, a lot of determination, and a lot of protection, so that when you return, you also will be protected by staying engaged in your devotional service. Just like the two devatas who met Krishna prayed that they could remain on the spiritual platform and remain engaged. We also want to remain on the spiritual platform and remain engaged. And for that, it is important for all of us to stay focused for these last few days and really fill the cups of our hearts and with the nectar which is freely available here. So tomorrow is something like a creative relaxation day, obviously with spiritual activities, Prashanta will tell us. But please stay focused and please don't interrupt. It would be not good if you all go now back tomorrow and shop in Loy Bazaar, visit the long, you know, cure the long starvation from the internet, which you have to undergo. No, stay in this, but gather your strengths, maybe rest a little longer, save your voice for what is going to come, and but stay focused so that you come full, that your heart's cups are really full, and you will not only resist the temptation of Maya, but you will really conquer over the material energy by the strength of devotional service. Hare Krishna.